fuck. I have to push your shit in. The dude was like, no, you ain't pushing shit.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what happened. Mm. So kuna majuzi kwa tunaongea na Ian hapa na Rapture, and we were wondering why did nani alirai sana. Anaitwa uboy mwingine wa Nigeria.
Thingy Burna Boy?
Yeah. So tuko tunauliza, did it reach a level where
Burna Boy, give...
See, Ali Jaza Madison Garden?
To share Naija bands. Listen, I'm not saying, yeah? But again, there's no smoke without fire. That's just all I'm going to say.
Do you think it reached a level where he was Puffy told in the mud is on your garden? Musicians wagani unasikiza hapa Kenya wale you think people should know and people don't know? Cause me ni moja, I don't know kama unamjua.
Nani?
Mvua.
Who's Mvua?
You see, this guy, no one knows this guy. But after hapa endo umsikize.
I got you.
He's good. He's some singer. He has a song called Malindi. And another one, Panda Basi, Uje, Nairobi, Nairobi.
No.
Then ingine ya Mvua, Malindi. Tupatane Malindi, tupatina Wahindi. Okay, of course, I'm saying it to the very fucked up. He can sing. Like this dude, he's one of those dudes who start singing. Like, he reminds me of Wenyo. Do you know, did you know Wenyo? There's this musician that used to... Did you ever hear...
Osogo.
Kofulani Momau, they did a song called Angalia Sa, Wewe Ni Shuja. No. There's some dude called Wenyo. Wenyo is into the bard. That dude could sing. Eh?
Really?
He still can sing. So... Mvua is that sort of level.
Okay.
Paka, he did a certain video and even reached out to like the director and be like, hey, mine is that I took you home, say. Because zero presence in on social media. So I have to know, like, why are you doing music?
Yeah.
Are you doing it as a career? Or are you just doing
talent,
it for fun?
Honestly.
Because I think so far, I think he's just doing it for fun. So there's that. So if you come to musicians, there's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ikikam tungoma, there's one song mwendaga YouTube na kasirika na nyii wote. Nikosho hata wenye ujai wote. Ngoma inaitwa Raha.
Raha.
HSKE featuring Muthoni Drama Queen, Mayonde.
Raha, Raha, Raha.
Oh, that freaking song.
It's a tune. Maisha ni Raha.
I like it. You know, that song has like less than 20,000 views, I think.
You're lying.
If I'm not wrong, I'm a season when we fika 20K.
That song is insane. That's so a bob. Good. It's so nice.
Yeah, so yung kwa mwagina di depressed. Because, ata nini, the funny thing is my daughter knows that song. Because she tries to do the dance.
No.
The way that song thumps, yeah.
No, it's a bob.
But damn, that's sad. Bass line ingine.
Speaking of undercover releases, have you seen Magic's Anger also has a track?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a song called Baba.
I think you're really cheeky.
I'm trying.
Raha has 6 months, 14,000 views.
That's sad.
14,000 views. I have a problem with that.
You can't say you have a problem because, first of all, you need to understand with the way music is working right now,
TikTok.
Forget even TikTok. I think a memorabilia is very important.
Yeah.
And TikTok, today one song is charting.
Mm.
I promise you, by evening, there's another dance that's been formulated for another song.
Yeah.
It's I don't know how the marketing and the press release for this song was supposed to go, or distribution rather was supposed to go. I don't understand because it's a nice song, but it's just dope. Didn't
do the
chart
numbers
the way it was supposed to chart.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, no offense, watoto wa siku hizi Gen Z's, these kids really
they
know how to
shit.
Put their music out there.
I know.
They will be at every rugby game. They will be at every ground. They will be in CBD.
Shidangu ni, tukisikia ngoma kaa hii, ile saa tunapenda, we'll never share. But if we get something we don't love, angaliaga ngoma za Kenya. You know that attitude.
True.
Like that attitude, you are going to piece off.
But I feel it's kind of changed. Like, to be honest, I feel like probably it could be because of the people that I associate with, but I think we've been very keen on making sure like the guys who do good music actually get recognized. I mean,
okay.
Look at guys like Ben Sol can feel a concert by himself. Look at Charisma. Watenda Willy just had their performance a few days ago. Crazy. Kina Costa. Guys are like, I feel like millennials per se, like us, we're really pushing for the artists that we truly believe in. Kina Mayonde's and Muthoni's era, I don't understand, because most of them are kind of, I wouldn't say out of touch with social media. So it's more like, oh, if I come, if it falls on my lap, that's skiza, but I'm not going out of my way. Kutafuta ti, oh, does MDQ have a new release?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Okay.
And Gen Z's now are trying to push to make sure that their sound is accepted as a sound. That's why they're everywhere doing the most and doing everything.
Okay. Because Raha is such a good song, because you're even just celebrating like, Maisha
ni Raha. It's a tune.
And then the bass line. It's a tune. Yeah, ngoma. Who is Kizagaji? Like, have you listened to it, like using a reel?
No.
Because I feel like that's another art of listening to music that's going.
True.
Where a lot of people, because I listen to music on earbuds, and most of your earbuds are not good with earbuds.
Yeah, true.
So me nakwaga mtu wa headphones, so I listen to music on headphones. Alafu nikiwa kwa hao, once in a while I check, is any neighbor around?
Around bass. Alafu
mi nakuwaga, I'm the sort of person, I'll even funga like the living room door just to make sure that very little sound goes out.
Yeah, but mi nikiwa kwa ndani, you consume it by yourself. That's mad bass.
Yeah, I love that shit. I love
that
shit.
That is mad bass. Okay, I think probably I'm too old.
My ear says
it can't take all that bass.
Yeah, okay. It depends ni what quality does it have.
That's rude, but okay.
Because when in yangu ko, like, it's crisp. It's whatever. Hey, that song, like, I recommend to anyone to listen
please
to it.
No, but you were asking.
Listen to Mvua.
Mvua.
Mvua is an interesting guy. I don't know who he is, but at you watch video, kuna yungo makeni to Panda Basi, when you watch the video, you're going to like it. Like, he used, I think, maybe his parents and his friend's parents.
Nice.
And it's just this song where there's a bunch of old people having fun. Watching it to Panda Basi. Like, 17,000 views.
This looks really nice.
Yeah. So, anyambia, me nime kuintroduce to someone you didn't know, you're going to enjoy listening to
Tumvua.
Tumvua, yeah.
Honestly,
it just has an EP.
The guys I listen to is, I think, everybody who's just popping on the scene. I listen to a lot of Watenda Wili.
Yeah, okay.
Wana Vokali. This list is about, not quite, but I like their music, but okay. I wouldn't say like I'm an avid consumer like that. So, like, constant replay, I'll say Watenda Wili, Bensoul, Njerai. I love OTD. That's my song. A lot of Mandy. Tipsy G. I think Tipsy G is really in his bag. He's doing so well.
Afu imenikumbusha. Nani aja release ile EP yake? Was it an EP or an album? Oh. What's his name? Eirosh.
He's doing it next month. Superstar, the album. Okay. Is it album EP?
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also listen to a lot of Eirosh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I listen to so many people. I feel like even the guys I might end up not mentioning. But I got a lot of Wakadinali.
Yeah. Ulisikiza album ya nani? Subway, Transaction Story.
Subway, not yet.
The first one.
No.
It's a very interesting album.
Really?
Like, Majuzi, before I interviewed him, that's when, like, I knew. Because I knew about the song, but I didn't know about the album. So it's a whole album, and he's done this, like, it's very African. So he has a song like Indemoni. Remember that song? So he's Indemoni, anapenda morning glory. Hallelujah. It's such a dope song. Then he's done his own version of Gawo.
Nice.
But now Gawo yake ni landlord. Sijui nimelipa rent, nimshalipa kodi nini. It's dope. Like, did this take me so long to catch on to. So yeah, that's like one of those albums. So he was telling me and I released Transaction Story 2.
Nice.
But sijaona kwa hizi nini social media nini. Now, of another album I've listened to sana ni Mr. K4 na Kevo K4s.
I think those are, they're dope rappers.
Yes.
But I'm not an avid consumer either.
Yeah.
But so for me, honestly, it's just artists, like, most of the guys were like popping, I'd say, because millennials, I think, because I relate, I like the sound.
So
imagine.
Okay. It's but crazy. I have to also give like a big shout out to Nene Bass Radio. Because a lot of these artists...
They're plugging you to Kenyan music, right?
Yeah. A lot of these artists, ni watu sikuwa najua Mvua.
Crazy.
The first time nisikia Raha ilikuwa hapo.
No.
And I remember listening to it na hizo speakers za
the studio. Madness. I was like,
this sounds good. This sounds good, but at home it's going to sound...
Yeah, better.
Ilesikusasa niliwasha hivi. Everyone in my house loves Raha. I think kaiko na 14,000 views, at least 500 views. 500 views ni kutoka kwa hawa yangu.
Okay.
Like we listen that song. Nice. My kid, whatever. And then, yeah. So kuna hiyo. Yeah, so kuna kitu nasikiza ila. And even a big artist, a song that you love that people don't know.
Honestly, no. I think I'm honestly listening to everything that everyone's listening to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Afu, talking of America, history ya PDD, unayonaze?
Can I be honest?
Mm.
From when I started listening to American music.
Yeah.
Diddy is one person who I have just never liked. And I'm talking since I was a child.
Okay, okay.
Why I never understood, but he just never used to appeal to me. Nothing. So now when all this drama started happening is when I was like, okay, probably.
Mm.
It's like I felt something.
Mm.
But then again, there's nobody, or rather, let me say, 3/4 of the people who've worked with Diddy, there's nobody who has anything positive to say about this man, apart from those who are in his inner circle. But everyone who's worked with him, done business with him, nasty taste in their mouth, and I don't understand.
Yeah.
But then again, Hollywood is just a very weird place.
Yeah.
Today's one thing, tomorrow when do megeuziwa. And I feel like the fact that, you know, like he's been running up and down, I feel like he's really trying to cover his tracks. I don't know what he's hiding. I think I just saw a video. What do you call it? Story. A link to the story of Sujeti, his drug mule has been arrested.
Yeah. Wamekuwa kisema vitu zingine mpaka unashindwa ni aje.
Bra. And I'm like, sijui kidogo sex trafficking, because they listen, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But all I know is there's no smoke without fire. There's definitely some mess this guy has probably wrapped himself in.
Yeah.
But we'll know with time.
So there's this American guy. He's like a media guy. I think he's called Ture.
Okay.
Yes, he's called Ture. Let me try and find out his second name. So Ture gave this very interesting show.
Okay.
Interesting story. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this guy, Ture Nebler. He's an American writer, music journalist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he gave this very interesting story where he used to know Puffy, like on a personal level.
Okay.
So he once called him. He was like, Anyaj, I have my nephew, and my nephew is looking for an internship.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diddy was like, yeah, what's up? Just send him. Then the nephew was just traveling. Like, they'd go to places with Puffy, like in 81, like private jets. So the nephew would be always
private,
like,
islands. Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Yeah.
You gave me such a great opportunity. Thank you. After 4 months, the nephew just quit. Just one day quit. And then Andy calls him. Now Ture calls his nephew. He's like, hey, what's up? What happened? Like, what? Why did you quit? Then the nephew was like, I don't want to talk about it. Took him like 1 year. One day he opened up and he said that Puffy came and told him, you want this internship to continue?
Lazima ugawe.
Lazima nikufag. I have to push your share in. The dude was like, no, you ain't pushing shit.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's what happened. So kuna majuzi yuko tunaongea na Ian hapa na Rapture, and we were wondering why did nani alirai sana. Anaitwa uboy mwingine wa Nigeria.
Thing he burner boy?
Yeah. So tuko tunauliza, did it reach a level where
Burna he had Boy, to give
see, Ali Jaza Madison Garden
to share Niger bands. Listen, I'm not saying, but again, there's no smoke without fire. That's just all I'm going to say.
Do you think it reached a level where he was Puffy told him the mud is on your garden?
Again, oh, we'll never know. But then again,
a Hollywood is tricky,
Yani, honestly, forget even Diddy.
Yeah.
This Nickelodeon
expose.
It's crazy. Like, you know, funny enough, and now that when I was watching it, is when I was, it's like my mind started to clock on a few things. Like, sometimes I would watch these shows and I'd wonder, like, some things would be done. I'm like, is this really necessary?
Yeah.
But still my mind doesn't clock, like, apparently it's, you know, it's sexual or whatever. But now is when I'm like, these are kids watching these shows.
Like, you are to kumwagia na,
like, come shorts. And you, it's 18 plus, right?
Iko nen.
Yeah. Like, it's, you get what I mean? Like, it's, and then it's to the extreme. And the funniest bit, Didi is one of the is in one of the episodes.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Let me make you laugh. And funny enough, when I was is when I remember I was like, bro, I remember this episode.
Damn.
So this boy alikuwa amekata kuamka. So the friends walikuwa wamejaribu kumwamsha. He's refused and he's refused. So they go to Didi. Didi's chilling like in the back lounge. They go to him, they're like, Puffy, they say when Didi was so puffy.
Yeah, yeah.
Puffy, we've tried to wake him up, amekata kuamka. So Puffy says, take this helicopter and put it inside his trousers.
Yeah.
Pause. That's not even neat. So they go, they put it in his trousers. They come back, they're like, bado hajaamka. He says, wait, let me show you. So he takes a remote control and starts controlling. So this kid just, of course, he's there. So he can warm. So like, because now the kid is flying in the air. So this boy wakes up. I'm like, in what world is that even right? Number two, who approved of some of these things to even be done?
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Didi just has a weird history. And man, then go back to Cassie.
Yeah.
The fact that this babe was suing him and he settled out of court, for me, that just told me there are a lot of bones in this man's closet.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many bones.
Afu yo mwenye iko ndani ya closet.
You get... No, anachungulia. He's peeping kidogo, but the bones that are inside there are insane.
Because the reason why nasema iko kwa closet ni Cassie. Like, you know, as dudes, we always look at chicks and you're like, yeah, Cassie ni kadeng kwa supu.
Very.
For him to share her with other men,
yeah,
and for him to ask for men to come wakuja kwake moja moja, that means he's more gay than straight.
True.
You see, like, I think it's just that he was there in the 90s, na kina Biggie. You can't be there, like, unajua hizo siku ilikuwa like hip-hop was super homophobic.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, hip-hop imeanza kurelax kidogo.
Yeah.
But that time it was nini. So, mpaka nashindwa, ma Biggie ali noticed this dude is nini, and then he was like, Biggie gas to go.
No, have you seen the picture where they're in the studio, and I think Biggie was cross-eyed? So there's a so this picture, Biggie's looking, I think, straight to the booth, and one eye is kind of looking at Didi. Then someone was like, yeah, even Didi knew, you can't not let one eye away from Didi. Like, this man just can't be trusted.
Yeah, but it's sad.
No, honestly, I don't feel bad.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't feel bad. And there's this narrative of, oh, right now Hollywood is attacking black men. You know, when we look at R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, all these people. But let's be honest, guys. Once you do something, there are consequences for your actions. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but I promise it will catch up with you eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
Didi is having his 15 minutes. Let him have it. Epstein had his.
Yeah.
All these guys in Hollywood, everybody is going to, it will catch up with you eventually. You just wait on it. Yeah, so I honestly don't feel bad. And it's sad that it's another black man.
Yeah.
And an affluent black man, but.
Okay, so. Talking of another black man, Joe Mfalme. Historia Joe, unaichukwaje?
It's sad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I know Joe on a personal level, but I've interacted with him before.
Okay.
He's such a calm spirit. So, like, ananga maneno mingi. Like him, he's just work, money, home.
Yeah.
On the flip side, Balo, Rick, those are really my homies. So, honestly, I feel bad. Seeing them.
Oh, you know,
Balo is my homie. Like, that's my boy. Yes.
Damn.
Balo is my homie.
And is he those, or like, if he gets disrespected, he'll punch you?
Balo, if anything, anywhere, kwanza inakatumali kunataka kukuwa na chaos, he leaves. It won't even be at, yay, unajata. Rick is so unproblematic on the other hand. Like, him, he's just about his camera, done. Like, and that's something, it's so unfortunate. You know, like, you can, your image can be so squeaky clean, and in the snap of a finger, you're wrapped up in some mess that you can't even explain. Like, to be honest, Joe Mfalme, I'd say, is probably the only DJ who utaiski ati kuna chai, osju kuna nini, and then the one scandal that is wrapped up to your name is murder.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Alafu, unexpect ita, if he's proven innocent, do you expect it to affect his...
Honestly, I don't think it should. Because, I mean, if you're proven innocent, and considering his history, this man is, he's very ethical, doesn't get wrapped up in madness. I don't think anything should change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was just one of those things where wrong place, wrong time, evil. But it's not his character. It's not their character, actually.
Because do you know what? This guy was beaten up. I think he had a busted bladder, my spleen. And I'm looking at us, because I was looking at them. Because the news was they've arrested the bouncers and the cops.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, ah, oh, these guys are not
would
bouncers.
Never, even if, yeah, first of all, that's one. Let's, media, anyway, that's a story for another day. But
so, mina angalia nona, I see bouncers. So, the family itself, walikuwa nasema, the cop was beaten first na bouncers were your club.
Yeah.
Then, the cops makara wengine wakakama wakama arrest because of course maybe the bouncers called, you know? Yeah. Then how does it come to end up with these guys? And then and I feel Ginika Kenyans really love when someone falls, so a lot of us really want this guy to be guilty, but the few of us, the story just doesn't add
honestly
up.
Like, it doesn't
because of car paint upigame to death.
It doesn't
car paint.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So your story,
no, but I really just hope they'll be vindicated. This will be, it will be a very sad fall from grace, to be honest.
Yeah. After me, you know, Joga ni mtu wa apenda hip hop. So, nikekua Joe, after the cases, nini ya nam proven innocent. I know, I even know the first song I'd play.
Fuck the police. Gani.
Snoop Dogg, murder was the case that they gave.
Come on.
Murder was the case that they gave.
Dude.
Me. Yes. That would be like the first song at Nini. I feel like there's such a thin line between freedom and jail that it's scary.
I think I read that and someone was like, you're literally one bad decision away from jail.
And sometimes it's not even your decision. Sometimes it's just shit happens.
You're roped in madness. That's
true. I'd say you are one happening away, not decision.
True. Yeah. Actually, yeah. That makes more sense. Minding your business.
Yeah. And then some shit happens. And they're like, it's you. You're like, no, it's not me.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And it's done.
Then you go jailer. Now you start fighting for freedom.
True.
And that's when you start realizing, hiki tu ni. Ushape it ana ile basi ya committee. Those guys, wanagatuwana kuchungulia mpaka wanaonea huruma. Shona ya kamadara huruma. Kula, inajuli huwa lakini.
Ay, apana.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, okay, history ya Joey, ulionaje, like, you girls really wanted him to be
you girls,
freed.
Wa girls wa gani yo?
Ede kwa comments, zaki yata saizi. It's girls mostly. Oh, God. Idene, God. God. See, I'm not just talking shit. Like, if you go to his comments, the two videos he did, it's 90% it's girls telling him the way he's...
Well, apparently...
Jesus is going to save him.
There's this thing where they say ati... I don't know what it's called, but there's apparently ati babes are bound to have attraction towards...
The bad boys.
Not bad boys. Like criminals. So there's a series called... I've forgotten. No, it's not a series. It's a special, like these Netflix specials, about this guy called Ted Bundy. So Ted Bundy murdered I don't know how many women back in the 90s. And for some weird reason, like fanatics were women. And these women would come with placards and they're like, he's free. Retete, all, you know, like free him.
Yeah.
Babes would send him letters, send him money. Like it was crazy. There's a word for it, I've forgotten. But yeah, so I think that's the same thing that's happening with Joey. Yeah. And it's because he has a liking, he's cute.
Yeah.
You know, so ask yourself, mbona madheri yakwa na mama alikuwa anampigania?
Hata nani msemini onyancha?
Eh, why were there babes? They're not cute, let's be honest. So yeah, these are, it's foolish, but...
Afu inochiki yupi ana difference yenyu na sisi. There was this other Miss Langata. When she was found guilty, there was no dude there saying she should be free. Si wata tulikuwa puente kabisa, ende jela. There was no one looking at her beauty.
That's her beauty, I know.
So I feel like... Considering girls are the ones who are more in danger kutushinda, like why would you do that? Like your story,
because
we are here.
Double standards. It's crazy. Like Onyancha should be locked up, but Joey should be free.
I know Onyancha is free. Yeah?
I do know.
Yeah.
I know.
So he's free out there. And the worst thing about Onyancha is one of his victims was Sister Abeste.
Wow.
Yeah. So like
it hits. It's too close to home.
He was freed because there was not enough evidence.
Yeah, the evidence wasn't concrete. I know, it didn't make sense. I mean, he's confessed to this murder. So what do you mean the evidence is not concrete?
Yeah. So kuna
anyway.
Afu pia ushaisikia ile nini? When nilisikia story ya John Falme, one of the things I was there hoping for worse, he ends up being proven innocent. And innocent beyond reasonable doubt, where the cops feel like you've not gotten away with killing one of their own.
Yeah.
Because pia kuna kuagana the theory that you can never get away with killing a cop in Kenya.
That's true. Yes, to some extent, yeah, true. So like unless you're a person of power.
Mm.
But if you're a regular,
I think it was
very slim.
You've heard about some guy called Shimoli?
No.
Shimoli. Shimoli Kasko Wrong. He was a robber, like back in the 90s. I think it was released to Kuma early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was being released, alikuwa nakata. He didn't want to go because he knew his days were numbered. Yeah, alitoka and he was killed in another robbery.
It do be like that sometimes.
And he was already changed, but he'd killed a cop before ingia huko.
That's that.
You can never get away with that.
It's like the small, like, I don't mean to say small, because they're kind of, it's terrorizing if you think about it. Like, you know, when you go to places like Kayole, Wapi, you hear, like, when guys gun down cops, they will make sure they retaliate. Awezi enda hivyo.
Yeah, awezi enda hivyo. Okay. Afu unakuwa religious, sindio?
I am.
Okay, so you heard about this church in, is it Katungulu?
What
where
about
those
it?
Are robbery, two robbery suspects were caught robbing a church in Katungulu, mani Matungulu, and then they were wakakuwa lynched, walichomwa. So niambie, who's the true God, Jesus Christ ama pesa?
Damn, lynched.
Na si ile ati mchezo,
walichomwa.
Walichomwa. Usiangalia image. Ini image atuwezi share na ase. Mwana yu moto?
What?
Church.
Yo.
Mimi saizi.
Nisawa, what they've done is wrong, but damn.
Sisi, mi saizi, unibie, na as long as tumekushika, sikubali uchomwe. That would never happen, like sikubali uchomwe. As long as... you understand, like, you are
this is honestly, this is a bit extreme. At the end of the day, humanism is key, bro. What
church? Yole nishtua sana yo.
I can't believe this.
Afu sumejekin, it's from a reputable source, so it's not like one of those things
hearsay.
Damn. Kenya unaendaga unaingia kwa church kwa mchungaji niokoe mchungaji ni
anakupenda kuchoma like that's hey I understand, that's something I understand, like of course theft is wrong, but you we talk about forgiveness and second chances, then take them to the cops.
So ni wawili walikuwa tatu, watu wawili walihepa, mmoja ule alishikwa akachoma.
Oh no.
So it's just one of those where unashindwa tuko mnafaa ku forgive 77
times
7.
Double standards. It's double standards. That's and very, no.
Afu imenikumbusha, like back in the days, there's this one. Osha experienced any lynching? Like a thief being beat up?
No.
Oh, I lived in good neighborhoods.
Not good neighborhoods per se.
Mm.
It's just, no.
Mm.
So there's a story I hear my mom and my sisters talk about.
Mm.
So this was, I think before, I think my mom was pregnant with me or something like that.
Okay.
So that at that time, I think they used to stay in Umoja.
Mm.
So the story is, this day, I think Stima ilikuwa imepotea, something like that. So they hear a knock on the door. So my sister, the firstborn, opens the door.
Mm.
So she opens, but doesn't open the burglar. So she opens, she goes, "Ni nani?" Nobody said anything. Mm. So she shuts the door.
Mm.
They knock again. So now my dad, the minute they heard my dad's voice, they struck him in the head.
Mm. Oh.
They walked in, they stole stuff, they left. So I think they stole from two other houses, but then wakashikwa, wakauliwa. So the day when they got burnt, apparently they witnessed that, and like it bothered my dad so much, we had to, like, they had to move. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I never witnessed, but nimesikia tu story.
Oh, okay, damn.
Yeah.
You know, because mi kuna siku moja natoka utawala, never forgotten it. So you're coming from utawala because you kondi ocha ya wife. So your time you gonna drive. So nafika pali, napata this, like a lot of people wame block barabara and they're watching something. I'm there like, nini na happen?
On?
So of course, because kuna gari zingine mbele zikaanza kuhoot. So as they hoot, see everyone moves like this.
To the side. Mm-hmm.
Then tukienda hivi. So two people had been burnt. I think that's indoor reason kwa nafikiri ni watu wawili. Kuna watu wawili walikuwa naiva. And one image that stayed in my head was kulikuwa na a woman who had her child on her back and she was there just watching.
No.
And I was there thinking, Like, okay, the kid was so young that hata ikumbuka, but nikwaza nikifikiria like these are people who are religious who've decided because najua I'm a rare species huku ni wale, and we were just okay. Like, unenda church leo, thou shall not murder. Awe aliiba, wacha tu mmoja.
Yes, the double standard. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Because, but sasa, kuna watu wengine pia, the counter argument is that's what's made Nairobi safer.
To some extent, that's what I'm saying. In as much as kuna double standard also, there's still reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why. If like you said, extremism, if that's what it takes for us to, you know, feel like we're safe,
yeah,
it has to be done.
Yeah, because inakuwa nini? So na hii nini, hii explosion ili happened?
Embakasi?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm still traumatized, to be honest. Yeah.
Ulikuwa karibu?
So where the explosion happened, literally my block is on that line. So yeah.
Ulikuwa ndani ya house?
I was inside the house.
Mm.
So when I just heard boom, all I remember is my bedroom went shake. Orange. Mm. Dude, my windows had been shaking for almost an hour. Nikizani ati. Because sometimes on that side of Mradi, you'll hear like gunshots, nini. So in my head, I was like, okay, may it could be.
Yeah.
But then this day, like, it was so violent. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe new people. You know, like, I had so many conclusions. But now till I heard the explosion and all I just heard was boom, my bedroom was orange and smoke was literally inside my bedroom.
Okay.
So the first thing that I'm thinking is, because my mom's bedroom is literally now on the extreme, I thought, fuck, her bedroom is probably on fire. So I ran, snatched my mom, at least my brother was in the living room, akonacheza PS, grab him. So we are trying to go down the stairs, literally, nikikombe, the whole estate was orange, you wouldn't believe it. Ilikuwa na kamchana. We're all trying to rush. This thing keeps going off, and the more it goes off, so...
Oh, ikwa explosion moja? Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kwa sinizila magas tank.
Yeah, yeah. So it keeps going off. And so from, you see, like where my court is, although in as much as we're in the line, kuna zenye that are literally like imeshikana na the ukuta of where the gas plant is. So uko chini, some of the windows were shattered. Some, you know, some people pia walichomeka because like it exploded, ilikuwa ina fly. So it was very, I would never ever want anyone to experience something like that.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. You had some crazy shit.
It was crazy.
Oh, damn. Because me, in my head, niko najua tu nile explosion moja. No. It stopped.
It now went off for almost, because it started at around 10:30.
Sasa yu mnajificha hapi sasa?
Sasa, you know, we all have to be together. You can imagine it's a whole estate.
You're huddled up.
Munashikana hivi because kuna way, so the guys who stay kwa the courts close to the plant were told to vacate. So like 3 courts were empty. They were told go find somewhere else to sleep because amwezi rudi kulala huko. So at least the rest of us could go back, but we got back to the house like at around 2 a.m. from 11.
Na kuna watu vitu zao zichomeka ndani yao.
Wengi. Za huko chini nyingi sana.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. And you told akuna insurance, so you'll have to sort that out yourself. Yeah.
Damn. Okay,
crazy. I know.
Crazy shit. Alafu pia, to go back to podcasting, one of the things, one of the jokes nishaiona za podcasting online, I found to be super interesting was at the easiest way to catch a thug in America is let them start a podcast.
True.
That they are going to confess.
True.
So nyinyi, ni story gani? Mshaipatiana hapo kwa podcast, you're like, damn, did we just do that? Like, nipatie example moja ya Chaksi. Ingine yako na ingine ya, because they already, the stories are out there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, evidence.
Na ingine ya Mwas.
I think mine probably should nile nilivuta bangi shule.
Yeah, okay.
Because you niliresist na niliresist kabisa, so.
Ulikuwa? Seko gani?
St. George's.
Oh, St. George's. Hii moja, Dennis Spirit. Okay.
So, kids being kids, we just got roped up into some mess. But
what age?
At the time, I think I was 14 turning 15 because my birthday is in December.
From one?
From two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, tuleza tu kucheza cheza na bangi.
Nana yukutana weed. Lazima tuende pole pole. This is a podcast.
Yeah, then msikize mic check.
Sawa, tupatia hiyo ni episode gani?
Ukumbuki? Sikumbuki. Honestly,
this is a story ndoda. Now we are advertising.
I really can't remember, but basically because I used to play hockey. So I think we had a game the next day. So the guys who had gone before were basketball guys. So one chick in my class, alirudi na, like 3 rolls of weed if I'm not wrong. Damn. So first of all, that was my first time seeing a joint. So I'm confused. I'm like, dude, what exactly are you supposed to do with this? They're like, nah, just light it, smoke. So pia alikuja na kibiriti. Then what happened? Me, us being fools, took a katana. So I was given like a full joint. So I split it like 7 ways with my friends. Dude, you kitu iko ifanye kitu.
Yes, inafaku.
Yeah, like pa, to juicy, we think that everybody is supposed to have like their own share. Yeah, okay. Mafala. So katikati ya usiku when guys are asleep, we light it. We didn't even get high, nothing happened, but the whole dorm ilikuwa inanuka bangi.
Oh, shit.
Uzuri, my school used to carry perfume. So what's the next bright idea? Kila mtu toa perfume yake, spraying the corridor, spraying the room. At least your arufu iishe. So the next day, you can hear guys chatting like, jana mulisikia dorm ikinuka bangi? We were like, oh my God. So like after a month, I'm called to the deputy's office.
Dom ikinuka ndom
bars. So I'm called to the deputy's office. I'm being told write a report. Me being me, I'm like, report on what? Ati, you know what happened when I'm like, meje mimi baka mniambie mimi hakuna kitu naandika. So tumefurutana, they searched my stuff, they didn't find anything. Uzuri, the next day after tulivuta, I threw those things kwa drainage. So I was never found with anything. So they're like, oh, tumeambia ulikuwa unavuta bangi at with your roommates. I'm like, dude, first of all, my room is full of the smartest people in this school. So nilikuwa navuta bangi na wao aje. That was defense one. So even now wakiwe, they're like, eh, enyewe. So they're like, no, tumeambia ni wewe ndio ulileta sijui nani. I'm like, bruh. When I came back, I was searched. Nothing was found. So what do you mean nilikuja nazo? Anyway, so they tell me they want to take me for a drug test.
Oh, okay. This how many days later?
A month plus.
Sunaenda.
Is it relevant? So no, I refused. I told them, listen, I have parents and my parents pay fees. If anybody's taking me for a drug test, it's my parents. So me and my dad, I'm thinking, ati, eh, nimewaweza na hiyo online, hakuna kitu atanifanya. Please, the next day, my folks were there. Yeah, so I'm told, confess. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, I didn't do anything. So they plead. I'm told nijitete, so my parents are just listening. So finally my dad is like, ni sawa, we've had both sides of the case, but me was expecting nifike hapa mniambie tumemkutana bangi. If this is hearsay, it doesn't make any sense. So I was like, me, I have to go home for like 4 days, I need to breathe. So yeah, I nienda home for like 4 days, nika chill, nika kula, nika nona. Hey, kama nimerudi na hiyo story lisha hivyo.
Okay, so akufanyaga hiyo drug test. Okay, okay, that's an interesting one. Okay, so na ya mwasi ile mlishtuka mko like
mwasi other than kuwa na mwasi alikuwa anafail kwa na he had a mkate business something about he had a phone or sijui they used to hire out some, you know, these tiny walkmans. They used to hire them out or something like that. Other than that, I don't think mwasi has done anything crazy in school.
Crazy. Okay. I know any story is given on the podcast that's wild. A wild story. I'm like, did you do that?
No, I think that was only that.
Okay.
Chaxi. Even Chaxi. Chaxi is such a good boy. Other than kuhepa shule kuenda kuona ball. When,
But the story yake ni ilikuwa dope. Story ya the Mombasa trip ya majuzi. That story was super dope.
Achana na Chaxi. But yeah. Honestly, I'd say most of us are just... Yeah, we are quite reserved.
Oh, nyu kwa reserved. I see tushapaliana stories zingine hapa. Like this one that stands out is Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Ian was telling us the story of his friend. So we changed and told him his friend. So there's this dude who went to the club and picked up a chick. Then goes home with the chick. Then they do the business. Then the next day, kabla dema toke, dema tiaka bend, akaenda chini ya kitanda, akachukua chupa, ilikuwa chupa ya gum. He'd picked up a chokush in the club.
Excuse me, what?
Yes. Picked up a chokush in the club. So it was such a it was such a funny thing, because now, if you watch the whole show, sikumbuka gini episode gani. Kaujai watch pole, just as is kumbuka story, but now Rapture, picked up the story, because we normally start with a story and we don't know how it's going to go. So Rapture picked up with the story, akisema like the way it was so common, like for people to go into the club alafu wana pick up chokora, and you don't know, like akasema vile ile light ati ile light waga ina
hit everybody different. Looks so nice, it's true.
Yeah, so Rapture ilikuwa funny at this time ati kuna dem ameumia macho. So like she has one eye. And ati mtu amekunywa iko hai ati acha ku wink nimekubali.
Umewin sister, umewin.
Umewin. Kumbe it's a chokosh.
Yo.
At these stories are people picking up girls. Afu mtu, someone is so drunk they don't know. Mpaka ati mtu anatoka kwa club anaona dema na chagunia anaenda. And it's normal. That's why you see these two chokosh kids in Tao.
Let me tell you.
You'll find.
I'd literally go celibate and I'll become a priest. Like, I will actually dedicate my life to Christ. That's great. Like, how do you come back from that?
Yeah. So, that's like one of the funniest stories.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
Then Gani turned to Shaisuke. Of course, Shaisuke gave Rapture's life in crime.
Yeah.
Where he tried to be a thug. Alafu.
Ilibako. I think Ombachi, Dennis Ombachi was very funny. When he alihepa shule kwa chokora for like a week and a half in Nairobi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why he has such a passion for for street kids and whatever. Alikuwa chokora for 1.5 weeks.
That was
one of the most unexpected stories.
Because he was genuinely.
Yeah.
I'll have to go watch
his episode was amazing.
Because I think nilianza kuwatch Squimaliza. What happened? Zegile witu na podcast le suwa zaga kitu.
Attention shift.
I'm going to nene that. Oh, okay.
That's good. Of all the stories I've had of the pod, that's the one that really blew my mind.
But yeah, that's like one of the things I love about podcasts.
You never know what to expect.
You guys, do you have the call? Like, Sisi, after most shows, I will always tell like, yeah, I hope we don't get the call.
What's the call?
The call is when someone calls you and they tell you, please cut this part out. We get it a lot.
No, we don't. Because first of all, as our show starts with a disclaimer, so trust me, everything umesema ujue itaenda hivyo.
I think you know kuna the way you play safe, mioja go deep yani into people's personal lives. What do you confess vitu zingine? Buda joto your part.
Inaenda sana.
I get so many of those.
Crazy.
So na ugopanga kabla show go live. Like a lot of shows nimekata like very big chunks.
Wow.
Like nimekata each
chunk. Because they've had second thoughts.
They go home, they overthink. Sometimes it's something very small.
True.
But someone goes home and overthinks it. Yeah. And they're like, it has to be. Yeah. So, and we find it super interesting that you guys have never gotten the call. So, everything to know, and everything that was said.
Yeah.
There's never.
I think the only person who's ever made the call, and that was like immediately after, that was probably Mwas. I think we were discussing politics. Then I, you know, when you get so enraged, that it's like whatever's on the top of your head, just so he said something very actually sama. We all I think even the minute we all reacted, actually even him knew like okay
that's too much.
Kumasana, so it had to be taken out. But it was like 5 seconds, it wasn't anything at the it was just like, okay guys, just this bit remove. I think that's the only time we've had to
sisi wenyewe kwa wenyewe tushaitoa kweli, funny enough, see
really
like we've never like we say a lot of shit. Kuna zile nonaga hata una you see in the comments also kwa mnakujiwa cuz you joke a lot about everything from the first family to whatever. But una feel like if you say it in a humorous way
it can slide.
Tunza slide now. So you kuna but you are my guests, I normally understand. Sometimes I'm sad cuz you'll find it such a powerful personal story. But mtu wana feel like
because maybe
they're trying to rebuild a relationship. Yeah, kuna kwa gana yu, even think tukionge na Kibbs, because Kibbs was talking about how his relationship with his dad is messed. I remember him saying like he hopes his dad doesn't watch that, because this is when they're trying to
mend it.
But now mutaka guys stories out there, because a lot of us don't have, like a lot of dudes don't have relationship with their fathers.
That's very true.
Inakuwaga ile like nini. So kuna hiyo. So podcasting, unaona what's the future for this thing of ours?
I honestly don't think it can replace mainstream.
Okay.
That's okay. One thing I still stand with.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless things change, where, like, you know, even guys in Sharks have easy accessibility to internet, okay. All that good stuff. But for now, we're putting up a good race with main, let's say, urban mainstream. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So far, we're doing well.
Yeah, makes sense, because I think radio, because the fact that radio still exists in countries like America.
I mean, it means it's a source of power to some extent.
It's there for some time.
Yeah.
The only shidani, the next generation is used to music on
their fingertips.
Yes. So I don't know who said this, but there's someone tulikuwa na yeye alikuwa anasema the future, I think it was even Kibbs, the future will be radios are going to be running podcasts now using the normal you understand?
Because if it's music, there's a possibility.
Because I can get music
anywhere. That's true.
Because kitambo ilikuwa, I could tease that Beyonce song. Right now I can't
you
tease.
Yeah, it's right there.
Everyone has heard it.
Before you even premiere it on your radio show,
nimesikiza
marakaten. So,
so nwana, alafu kuna watu wale like modern day musicians that never take their music anywhere next to radio. Kawa kardinali unajua pelekagi.
Yeah, at all.
So it's for the radio presenter.
Yeah.
Download nini?
Cheza kwako.
So inakuonyesha vile kuna change.
Things are changing. But you see, also, in as much as there's that, I think probably in terms of making money, there still will be a struggle for podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because radio kind of has it on lock for now.
Yes.
But like I said, if those few things change, I mean, like, right now it's gradually changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys are investing more into podcasts. You'll see like collabos or endorsements. It's changing. But yeah, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, because this has reminded me, like, there's this article Nili share na kwa Insta stories zangu. The article was when Nokia first put a camera on the phone.
On the phone.
And BBC went out there, and BBC was so the report was the way kids were hizo siku, they were like high school kids, I think sasa ni age yenu huko ma
millennials, 2000. That's us.
Yes. So like, ah, look at these kids are so happy to text and whatever, and now phone sales ziko low, so they're trying this gimmick with a camera to see if it's going to work. Acheki, look at now, 23 years later.
You can't survive without a phone and a camera.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like 23 years from now, probably the world is going to be so different that mushindo hata internet itakuwa internet ama ita change into something else.
It still will be, but I think it will be so advanced.
Yeah, and so fast. Eh?
Too fast.
Yeah, and I look forward to that. I love open a fast internet. Like,
I hope, me too. But open. Yeah, so but I mean, let's not really focus on the future, but hope that the future is going to be better. But so far, I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah. We are nening. Tunashindana na mainstream, and it's good. Like, without, because now you have like content creators. Let's not just talk about podcasters, but you have content creators who I always say are unemployable. You know, like, right now, I don't think you can call someone like Lin Gugi and put them on a salary.
Unless you want to pay them half your company's money.
You see.
True.
So I feel like if that's what's happening in 2024, what's going to be happening in 2030?
Facts.
Yeah. Sometimes ata angalia ma artist, muonaga ma TBT, za even akina Kali, akina Octos, 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's so different.
8 years, it's not so 20. Different.
Like, the growth is insane.
Yeah. You kids are not new, right? Kids are Kali. Ridiculous, eh? From rap money.
You will not trap me, Mwafrika. You will not trap me.
Why? You have Nene?
Nino.
You don't like the architecture, Ama? Just to put your opinion, ako. Because, of course, we admire. Me,
see.
I admire the fact that kwangu naiangalia hivi, I'm like a hip-hop fan. People know, like, I'm a rap fan. Eh? For me to see rap buying that in Kenya, like building that, because I saw rap build that in the US.
True.
For me to see rap building that in Kenya, I'm like,
it's amazing.
yet.
That's amazing.
Like that's nini. The architecture thing, I think hiyo inakuwaga ni personal taste ya kila mtu. Kuna watu wanateta tinakaa mall. But ndani, uliona videos za ndani, it looks normal.
Crazy. Outside, inside, Mimi, one thing I will say is this. I cannot criticize something that I don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Natam Sumari, to start criticizing a whole mall.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen, if Kali likes it, I love it.
Okay. Because I think it's a beautiful...
Okay. You can't criticize something that you don't have, or it yeah, could man, be understand, in you. You get what I mean? Nivo too. If Kali likes it, Nivo. And it's not easy. I mean, this man has been grinding forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Hata
yeah.
Getaka kujenga skyscraper, it's fine. Let him do what he wants to do.
I think there's a certain video on my channel. Kuonyesha vile time of fly haraka. Let me see when it was. There's a time we did Nairobi something. So it was the previous county government ya Kidero.
I'm one of the biggest. Damn, that's kitambo.
One of the biggest nini wa Kidero, but there's this. So the person who was handling entertainment at that point knew me. So kaniambia, like, look for rappers. So I looked for Kali. It was Kali. I think Okto was supposed to come, but Okto hakuwa yosiku pia. But they were supposed to both perform. Nani, there was there pia. Okay, it's 9 years ago. So this is 9 years ago. Nakumbuka gadotu lilipa Kali. It was 40 Gs. I'm sure right now kipigia Kali wambia 40. Ita wambia Buddha. So that's, you know, nakwambia, like the power of 9 years. Like we joke around, but 9 years is a long
time.
That's
true.
And that's why niko na hope na podcasting. Like I feel
it's
like
it's only going to get better. I agree. Yeah, truly agree.
It's going to nene. Oh, okay. Na hizi nene, live shows zenyu zimekuwaje?
They've been okay. We're actually planning our next one next month, because we had said once we get to 30K subscribers, we were going to have a live show, which we already have.
Okay.
So what we're thinking is just a sports day, because I mean, we've been dropping so many episodes like back to back. So we think, you know, just for a breather, like let's just come, let's have fun, play games, then have like a mini concert.
Yeah,
and call it a day. Kila mtu amefurahi.
Sina kwambia gayo kwenye ni phone book yenyu waga Kali. Like the other one, you had a mini concert with Ben Sol.
Yeah.
Mini patoka namba ya Ben Sol. Nimeipiga mpaka nikachoka.
Oh, yeah. Again, niongeleshe nyuma ya tent.
But yake sikuchukua personal. Kuna moja ile, I just took it personal. Okay. Like this person was just playing
games. I think I know who you're talking about.
This person was just playing games. Ananzile zile za...
Dude, we're grown. Kwa utaki kukampia mtu se must die. I agree.
Yeah, because the funny thing about Ikonini is we don't do our biggest numbers with musicians. I feel like, I think ma millennials wetu ni wale the match, because pia minasikiaga tunafall under millennials, which, okay, that makes no sense to me. But I feel like what we, like when I do shows, politics and what, we get more whatever than when we do like with musicians. Kuna wale musicians, of course, who are there.
Their own status, yes. True.
But awe ingine nakuwaga like ish. Ile like, so for me to follow an artist, Steve Olen, kwa najua huyu, hata kitipatia views more, maybe it's 20,000 views.
Beats the point.
And izo mathara undogondogo, izo za kujifanisho umesahau. Like, hati haa, niko niko mbibo? Okay. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, beats it. Nah, all together, I'm good off it. It's okay.
Niya mchakuwa na izo lakini?
We have.
Yeah.
We have. We trust. And now let me make you laugh. We've had such moments, and I mean this in the most humbly disrespectful way.
Yeah.
It's people who, as in...
Najua.
Ra, your last hit was like...
Najua.
Kibaki akiwa president. Pipe down.
Oh, I think I've always mentioned
pipe
that.
Pipe down.
I've always mentioned that. I've always said that the worst people to deal with are the legends.
No. And I'm not talking legends.
Zin, do na mina kwambia, mini meweka hivi.
Now for us...
Like kuna hour to a... Back in the day.
No. Sasa sisi,
yeah,
funny thing is, the guys who are back in the day are the ones who are actually very... It's these newbies who feel like, you know...
After one song.
Yeah, after one, now you... Get serious, please.
Okay, najua.
Get serious.
But you just take it on the chin, I guess. It's part of the business.
No. listen, in as much as it's part of the business, you don't want any, the same way you don't want anyone playing with your money,
yeah,
you don't play with other people's money. If you say, I'm going to pull up on the 25th,
yeah,
please pull up on the 25th.
Okay, okay.
If you say, let's reschedule it to whatever day, please make it that day. Because at the end of the day, if you pull up or you don't pull up, that is money that's already been spent.
Najua.
So don't play with my money. Same way you don't play with your money. Don't do that.
Sisi, like, was the one that stands out to come to your stories was just once where we invited someone. It was on a Friday. The Friday akajitetea. I don't know what he said, that his manager didn't remind him. Some bullshit like that.
Okay.
So so that was happening. We talked to the manager on Friday. We're like, oh, pole. This is this, this is this. Give us some fucked up story. I can't even remember the story. It was such a fake story that I didn't even need to remember it. Then to kaskiza on a Tuesday. Then on the Tuesday, they still messed us up. And it's a legend. And from that time, I was there like,
yeah, that's whatever.
I love it. It was not even a music legend. It's a rap legend. The rap, it's such a niche thing. That if you're not Okto, Kali, King Kaka, Wakadinali,
Chesa chini.
Like there are those, kina Butros, like, you understand? Like the kuna yo caliber. Now, karibu wote nimetaja tumie. So, uko uku, alafu,
bado nandiletea kichwa. It's crazy.
Then ikonini fans don't understand. Yaje buda, when it's so hip hop, kwa nyuja ileta.
Na nani, and it's like, brah, trust me.
Yeah, kuna hiyo. So I've had such experiences, but yeah, they're like,
No, like, there's one. anywho, so this babe, we call her, she says, yeah, she'll pull up. Sunday is when we record.
Yeah.
So Sunday's here. We've already recorded our own episode, so we're waiting for her to pull up.
You record both episodes on the same day?
Sometimes, even three, same day.
Shit, okay.
Same day.
Okay, okay.
So we're waiting for her to pull up. Call. Mteja.
Oh.
Mteja. So finally, like at around 4, we get a text. Ile like, you tried calling, blah, blah. Call, doesn't pick. When I tell you, this person didn't bother to call back.
Yeah.
Till when I saw her a month later at an event. And I'm asking her, you were supposed to do this and this and that, and you didn't pull up. Oh my gosh, Aki, I forgot. I'm like, did you really?
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay, najua. Hizo ni drama happen nyuma kwa podcast. So, sasa tumepeleka watu kwa
nyuma ya tent.
Yeah, nyuma ya tent.
It do be like that sometimes, but I'll say sometimes, okay, we've also had artists who've like flaked, but not flaked like in bad taste. Yeah, it's like, I'd booked you guys, but then I was told I need to do something, so can we reschedule? But I'll do what I need to do.
And who, like some of the people who've been the most humble, who will call surprised, like what?
Like
you?
Damn, we've had so many artists out of my head.
Because me, like one that stands out is Nani before, truly have BN before he went for his European tour.
Yeah, I think and BN, but BN's was very different because first of all, we were out of our setting. We shot at BN's house.
Oh, okay.
So that already in itself was very, let me not say culture shocking, but
yeah.
You know, as a fan, I literally was having a fan moment. I'm like, gosh, I'm in his house. This is crazy. Yeah. But yeah, he's very easygoing. I like that. He's very chill. Anna story. Hey, the one who surprised me. Literally, my mind is just doing catalog.
Yeah. Because kuna wengi, like, to have these moments. And me, naweza sema BN me stand out juu ya alichelewa kidogo. I think maybe by 30 minutes or something. And he calls apologizing. And I'm there like, buda, when you BN?
Like, this hour, wachelewa tu.
Like, mesikio konjiani, we are good. And that surprised me. Like, because I feel like, umse bado yuko, anafilile like, yes, this is time.
True.
And let me just treat this person with respect and what and what. Na kuchajua?
Person that surprised me, I'd say Siwa Saida.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'd say Siwa and Domani. The two, because I was really expecting, you know, like this street persona, you know, just how they are in their music, yeah, in their videos. Yeah. That's literally what I was expecting.
Mm.
But Sua was so chill. I remember even after we finished recording, before he left, story, he's actually very funny.
Yeah.
He's actually a very funny chap. So, the two of them, Domani.
I also wanted to make a wish list, sisi.
But I've never... Again, nyongelesha nyuma attend.
Sasa, I'll do that. I'll do that. I could try to charge you.
Cool.
Has someone ever tried to charge you? Like, for me to come, you have to pay me this and this.
The babe that I'm telling you?
Mm.
So when I met her, and I asked her...
Kuliandaji.
Form. Mm. So, calls, like after a few days, now fake apologizing, then now slides it in. How much are you guys going to pay me to pull up, bro?
Okay. Unafikiri kuna shida na hiyo? Because personally, the way easy conversation happened, like you na chiki kama yako, you don't know how long you're going to talk.
Exactly.
So I'm always like, if you put a price on it, you're going to put a time schedule.
True.
And apart from a time schedule, you might want to look at the questions before.
Yeah.
Or you might be dismissive.
True.
So the minute that someone brings it up, now we're like,
yeah, already, because I mean, this is, it's supposed to be, for in my mind,
yeah,
I believe by the time I'm calling you and I'm telling you to pull up to the pod because I want us to sit and talk, it's because I feel like you have so much value for the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget the time, forget for that you have value to the culture. So, and these are stories that, you hear Chaxi saying that all the time. Like, these are just stories that we just want to archive. So that even in the next, you know, the children of your children of your children will sit down and listen to, and to understand why we say Bien is a legend. Because let's be honest, the kids right now don't understand why we value Issa so much. And it's because Akuna archives for them to understand what kind of person he is or was beyond the music. So when you sit... I'd say that you want to be compensated for your time. I fully understand.
Yes.
But some things, really, you cannot equate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I sit on the fence when it comes to, you know, like
najua.
Being compensated for your time.
Yeah, najua gayo ni ile, like, tunasaidiana. Because me nakuwa gayo, like, if you have a sponsorship and you want to come and put it here, yes, we'll do that.
Do your thing.
Yeah, like we advertise whatever. So utapata kwa sana. Kwa nani wame kuja, nani wame kuzia waja kam. But because I respect this person.
Yeah, you do your thing.
And yes, like I'm going to make sure that they get
value whatever, for their time. True.
Yeah, but yeah, though, Nisha, you have, I think it's once. And it was one of those little madhara that Buddha miskujui evo. Like, okay,
No, but okay, I'll say for us, what we do different is at least we kind of will like cater to your rider. So like we'll ask you, okay, you're pulling up, what would you like? We'll sort it out.
Okay. That makes sense. But sasa sunachikio mtu wako nini? Because hiyo kuna kuwaga na hiyo, there are people who actually tell you, Live like it. Yeah, ni aje Buddha.
Do.
Si do. Like, utani simamia ya transia kutuja hivu. Ama ngata. Kwa like sawa.
Mwacheki. If you cater for something, it's okay.
Yata, eh. But sasa ile shida niko nao niyo ya, like, someone I've met, tushaka achini hivi, then onza kuniambia sikujui. Like, now the superstardom is getting to you.
Yeah, ndiyo hii imefika. There it is.
Now, superstardom, there's nothing wrong with you being a superstar. The only problem is your shelf life. Yani ni matime waga tricky.
I know, it's
especially if you are
boom boom.
Yeah, especially because you'll find very, like a lot of people, you just deal with them directly. You never even deal with the managers. Shall you notice, like,
true,
the people you wonder, like BN, I dealt with BN directly.
Yeah.
Kali directly, Okto directly,
yeah.
King Kaka directly, logic like Butros directly. You know, notice like una deal na say. Then una come unaanza ku deal na mse mwingine ule sau sha meet.
Middleman, yeah.
Afa na kutolea hizo kwa zile za. But you also understand, like, yeah,
it's business at the end of the day. True.
But unajua kuna vile unaweza itisha, still respectful, lakini like, Buddha sikujui.
Yeah, that's
kwa zile za unijui jo Buddha.
Like, who, I get it, but damn.
Yeah.
True.
So there is that. But still it's a fun, any. I always love kuna stories watu patiana, we're like, damn, people have been,
gone through shit. Please.
Yeah, people have gone through shit. And it's a beautiful thing to also see people, like, the levels that they've reached. And then unafraia.
True.
Yeah, so, but nimefraia sana.
Thank you for having me, man.
So, kusikila unajua tu, I don't know if you see people in the comments, sijui kazi zenu zinakuwa kazi zetu, but yetu imekuwaga ile jo leteni chaks, especially chaks specifically.
Leteni yoms, leteni yoms.
Atakuja very, very soon.
So wasi ushinda kwa kini. I think a few people do that because I always say that this is the guy I used to watch before I knew what podcast.
Forever,
so,
yeah.
Astrika, alikuwa gana Erosh hizo siku, maybe. Yeah. Because I remember I used to have a co-host.
Yeah, Erosh.
But I've never connected Erosh.
It's Erosh.
It's, oh, okay, okay, Erosh. Okay. That was interesting to find out. So it's been It's been seven years. Mm.
7 years. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Then him, he was born to do this.
It's that he doesn't call himself the mastermind for nothing. It's for a reason. And yeah, there it is.
He was born to do this shit.
Exactly.
Damn, me. 3 years na saizina filmini mzee. Like,
dude, he's the godfather of podcasting, whether we want to admit it or not.
Yeah. Mpatega nini zaki. Because it's him. And then now the people who made me know what a podcast is, ilikuwa kina Calvin.
Unverified Radio, yeah. Exactly.
Not even before, after Unverified, when now they became the mics are open podcast. Mm. Now nikuwa gazile za, oh, and even those days I used to wonder
what is this?
This internet thing. And that's why I feel like internet, tunai underestimate.
True, there's a lot of untapped
Cause I was even
potential.
Checking,
that's true.
Safaricom has not increased its speeds as a home in like 4 years.
What?
Still get the same speeds as what the only thing we'll boost 80 to 100, but everything else may back in.
That's
the 5, 10, 20, 40 has maintained. Then during COVID CC what were 40 we'll call 80. So now I'm trying to imagine when Safaricom is like, damn, it's time to boost these people to 500.
Ata sijui kutendaje.
Eh, let's go by time to nafika 500. itakuwa poa sana.
True.
So I'm looking forward to that. So me and I expect iki tu yendele kugrow. But asante.
Thank you for having me, man. Kugrow,
tunawaona. Tunawacheki. Pia nyumu nao, you're putting in work as isi.
Tuna grind, man.
Tukamulianza 2022. 17 and you already
imagine 148 we just dropped on 48 today.
Yeah. So mna nini hicho si tunaendelea kungangana si sasa tumetan into a 95 but I hope one day mtatu join this 95 thing cuz hey, you record two shows in one day. Damn, that's
three events. Sometimes we'll do three.
Yeah. That means if you had 3 days of shooting you'd be like us, mzo kuna content every day.
Trust.
Okay. That would be dope. Okay. So but so me calling 288.
Yes.
Yeah, me calling 288. Yeah, so remind what your mic check podcast.
Yeah. So is it the moment where I say my name again?
Yes. If you want to.
So yes, my name is Maria, popularly known as Maria. I co-host on the Mic Check podcast with Chaxi and Mwas. And we're just out here trying to make you guys entertained and live our best lives in the process. So yeah, make sure you subscribe. The name of our network is Upside Digital, UPSYD, Digital Networks. Please subscribe. There's a lot of amazing content. And there's also another show, but I don't know what. I think they're still recording it.
Yeah.
So there's Misfix also. So there'll be a variety of shows that's coming under the house. Mm. So yeah, but for now, it's Mic Check. It's Upside all day, every day.
Okay.
Maria, potato, as long as you see it, Malaya.
Yeah.
Tukosawa.
Okay. No,
because my mom, everyone at home calls me Maria. It's Chaxi who actually started calling me Maria, and everyone now calls me Maria.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you can be like product GP. Maria.
Period.
Okay. Yeah, so meskia. So, yeah, you're not dropping it Wednesdays?
Every Wednesday and Sunday. Sundays. Yes.
Okay.
Wednesday at 12 p.m. And Mondays 9 a.m. I mean, Sundays
9 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. Sasa. See what I think on a juaga. See what kibarua kabisa. Kila
siku. Kanaenda. Love it.
Yeah. So, ni imekoni episode 288. So, kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 288, tukisema ekonene.